Going to look at a very powerful scripture today from Matthew 9 and verse 18. While he was saying this, a synagogue leader came and knelt before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her and she will live." Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Now, on the way there, we see in verse 20 that Jesus meets a woman who needs healing, and so she gets healed along the way as well. And then in verse 23, he arrives at the synagogue leader's house, and this is what happened. When Jesus entered the synagogue leader's house, he saw the noisy crowd and the people playing pipes. He said, "Go away, the girl's not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. And news of this spread through all the region. Now, there's just a few principles here to have a look at, to see what happens when Jesus steps in. We all have challenges. We all have situations and circumstances in our lives where we regularly need to see Jesus step in. And Jesus wants to step in to situations that may seem dead to you, that may seem hopeless, that you've lived with for a long time. And Jesus wants us to see these principles outworked in our lives so that he can step in and change things around. So the first principle we see is that the synagogue leader had a humble heart towards Jesus. He trusted him. He knelt before him. His attitude to Jesus was one of reverence and respect. He knelt before him and said, "My daughter's just died, but come and put your hand on her and she will live." And Jesus got up and went with him. So this man, he had a right heart attitude towards Jesus. He wasn't casual about Jesus. He honoured Jesus. But he also had faith in Jesus. He said, "Jesus, if you come and lay hands on my daughter, I know she will live." Now, to make a statement like that requires trust and requires faith. So God tells us without faith it's impossible to please him. So we need to develop our Christian life through the study of the word, meeting with God, obviously being filled with the Holy Spirit, being involved with a part of a local church where we have accountability. We need that type of faith that sees things happen, and faith in who Jesus actually is. Jesus got up and went with this man because he saw his faith, and he'd approached Jesus in the right way. Now, when Jesus entered the synagogue leader's house, he saw a noisy crowd and people playing pipes. What was this noisy crowd all about? Now, this noisy crowd saw the leader's daughter was dead, and they were responding to the situation and circumstances as they saw it. You know, the devil is very noisy. And when we have faith challenges, he wants to fill our minds with the noise of fear and doubt and unbelief and hopelessness. He wants to say to us, "This situation will never change. This situation's gone on too long. You'll always be sick. You'll always be in debt. This family member will always have this problem." But Jesus' response to this noise was simply this: "Go away." What authority. And yet Jesus has given us, by the Holy Spirit, that authority in the Holy Spirit and by the Holy Spirit to say to fear, "Be gone in the name of Jesus." To say to the noise that's trying to exalt the situation and circumstance, to say, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep." So when you and I face these things in our lives that seem challenging, you know, the church isn't just here to comfort one another. It's important we comfort one another, but we don't just comfort one another and say, "There, there, this will never change. Let me pray for you." No, we comfort one another by saying, let's pray and believe Jesus to step in and change his situation and change his circumstance. The girl is not dead, but asleep. Jesus saw the situation different to how the noisy crowd saw it. And we need to see the situations in our life and other people's lives different to how the crowd or the situation or the circumstances see it. It's called seeing things through the eyes of faith. Now, the reaction to the crowd was they laughed at him and mocked him. Have you ever had that happen to you? I have. You know, because mockers and people that just move in the natural cannot see faith. And they cannot see what you carry as a born-again believer in your heart. But so what Jesus did, he had the crowd put outside, away from where the miracle needed to happen. And so what we need to do in our lives is, look, I've heard those voices, but I refuse to listen to them. I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. I tell them to be gone. I'm putting that noise out of my mind, out of my heart, out of my thinking, and I'm going to let Jesus come inside of my life in a fresh way. Allow him to do the miracle. It says he went in. He went in. The noise had already come in. The situation and circumstances had already come in. So Jesus had to put those out. We have to put those out so he can come in and take us by the hand and let us get up afresh from that which has crushed us and been defeating us and robbing our joy and robbing our freedom and robbing the life Jesus came to give us. Hallelujah. So I hope that's helpful today. Just to run over those principles of faith again. The synagogue leader had a right attitude towards Jesus. He didn't just have a casual relationship. So we need to be part of a strong local body where our life of faith is being worked out, held to account, and where God is using us to minister into other people's lives. You can't just switch on faith when you think you need it. You need to be living and moving in faith, and that to be part of who you are as a born-again believer, for it to operate when the time of need comes. Hallelujah. Two, so he had a good attitude towards Jesus. He held Jesus in highest respect and awe. Two, he believed, he had faith in Jesus, that Jesus was able to do that which was different to what the noisy crowd were saying, that which was different to what he was seeing. He knew, he said to her, he said to the Lord, didn't he, that my daughter has just died. So he knew in the natural his daughter was dead. But he didn't put a full stop there and say, oh, well, they're there. What he did is he went to Jesus and he had faith and said, if you will lay hands on my daughter, she will live. And the next principle is that the noisy crowd, the noise, the situation and circumstances had to be removed, quietened down. It had to go away. And even in the face of you being mocked for your faith, you have to ignore that. And when you do, look what happens. Jesus comes in, takes you by the hand and lifts you away from that which has been crushing you. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father God, I just pray for everyone listening to this today that Jesus, whatever's been crushing them, pushing them down, this would inspire faith for them to believe that Jesus, you can come into the room, take us by the hand, lift us out of that crushing, to believe once again we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Whatever that situation or circumstances that we're facing at this time. Jesus, step in, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.